So hello.
Oh, okay, we're keeping going.
No, we were just gonna start again, but I guess we'll just keep it. What is the crack on your face?
We are in person today, like we're sitting in Ryan's kitchen and our dynamic is so different now.
Because I'm used to just looking at you on the screen.
On the screen.
Yeah. And now I have to, do I look at the microphone? Do I look at the screen? Do I look at Hannah?
I don't know. It's strange because we only recorded once in person, which was like the first time we ever recorded anything.
Yeah. And that was on my big desk. So like we were kind of like...
It feels like we're just here having a chat now. Not that it doesn't feel like that all the time, but...
Yeah.
It's very...
different.
I'm too relaxed. Oh.
Put that on silent, Hannah.
It is on silent.
Take the vibrate off.
Sorry.
Classic.
My phone's basically been off all week. I haven't been answering anyone's messages.
Really?
Yeah, I'd say when people see this come out, they'll be like, oh, she's still alive.
You were saying as well about the girls texting you.
Yeah, I know. And like loads of people text me like, oh, are you coming to this party tonight? I just dipped from Spain and told no one. So I'm in Dundalk.
Yeah, what brings you to Dundalk?
Oh God, okay, we're straight in. No fucking
way. I just thought we'd get that over and done.
Yeah, we'll get it out of the way. So, last Monday, my nana passed away. She was sick for so long, like...
Yeah, because I remember you were saying that the last time you came over was because you thought...
Yeah, things were really bad then, but she made a miraculous recovery, as she often has done, but... No, she got cancer the first time in 2015.
Fuck.
Yeah. And like out of the last like 9 years, she had 4 like pretty bad ones and like 6 grand ones, but like still had cancer, you know? So I think like by the time it came around to her actually dying, like nobody really expected it to happen.
Bit surreal, like.
Yeah, like she bet it so many times, it just seems a bit unreal.
Oh, dude, I'm sure she'll beat it again this time.
Yeah, yeah, and like when I came home the last time, it was really bad. And the first day I walked in, things were bad. By the third day I saw her, she was eating chicken nuggets and telling me I couldn't play the piano in my ripped jeans.
Stop.
Yeah, so like, you know, we really did think it would kind of come around again. But, it's been a very strange week. Like, we were over in Galway. I got back on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. We're in Galway for, like, wake, funeral, whole lot. Have you ever been to a cremation?
I haven't been to one, but I know that my dad is like, do not bury me, cremate me.
Yeah, the cremation thing, not even the whole, like, act of it or whatever, but the little ceremony that you do beforehand is much more, it's like a fun funeral.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like you can kind of go in and there's no priest kind of saying now we'll do the first reading and the communion and all that kind of crack. Like whoever wants to get up and speak can speak and it's very fast. Like
you only was there like, a priest there?
No.
I like that.
Yeah, no priest. Now we had funeral mass on Thursday and then cremation on Friday. So like we got an extra day kind of to... just be with ourselves and stuff.
Yeah.
And then when it's the next day, obviously a lot of people don't come to the cremation.
Yeah.
You know? But who's WhatsApping you?
I don't even know how to mute that. No. It's gonna be hopping there.
Oh no, it's fine, don't worry. Yeah, the cremation thing. Very chill, like very get up and say whatever you want, kind of wrap up a person's life as best you can, sort of vibes.
I would prefer that. Than, you know the way when you're at a church?
Yeah.
And, like, you have to say, read one of the, whatever you call them.
Yeah, like, my dad did her eulogy, which obviously can be whatever you want. But other than that, then the whole thing is kind of mass, but you've just picked the mass bits rather than it's kind of random. But, it was kind of giving, like, civil ceremony, but for death.
Getcha,
yeah. Do you get what I mean? Yeah. That kind of vibes. But like that was my first time. Like I've had friends pass away and like parents of my friends have passed away and grandparents and whatever. But that was my first time being like one of the people in the room while they're saying the Hail Marys and like closing the box and all, which was very strange. And like I have been so lucky that all my grandparents were alive until like last week, which is
Fair play.
I know, so blessed, but you know, it was a first, and I know a lot of people will be saying like, oh, you're nearly 24, like, and your nana's dead, whatever, but you know, they won't say it to your face, but I know that they're thinking that, like,
I don't think people are like that. Well, like, I know because all my grandparents are dead, so I don't know. I think people are pretty sympathetic, and
okay,
yeah, I wouldn't be thinking like that.
Okay,
I
think, that's good.
I think people know that the grandparents are pretty integral.
They really are.
No, they're like, yeah, the backbone. Like, the family gravitates towards and organises around them.
Yeah. And then, of course, obviously, like, my granny lives the opposite side of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's where my dad's sister lives as well. And we all would have went to there. So mm-hmm. anytime his, like, he has three siblings, anytime their families were all together was to be with Nana for something, yeah, do you know? Whereas now, like, we're kind of left swinging in the breeze to organise all that stuff ourselves. And then there was other stuff we were saying, like, when you're talking about people, and it'd come up a couple of times, like, oh, we better ask Nana for her number. And then you're like, oh, fuck, like, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Or we'll ask Nana what way that story went again. I can't really remember. And, like, you can't now, which is weird. Like, it's going to be very hard for my dad and his siblings.
Yeah. It's strange. So, when you go from gravitating towards one of your parents or grandparents, one of your parents take over from that, or one of the children from that now take over. Because I know that in my case, where we always went down to my granddad's, and that was like our meeting point for all my uncles and aunties, was his house.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's now my dad's.
Okay.
So he almost takes over from that.
Okay, I see. Yeah. Well, only time will tell, who knows. But yeah, she was such a fucking character as well. Like, she lived by herself.
Yeah.
And, like, chose to live by herself.
Happy out.
Yeah, she was so independent and so fucking straight about everything. There was no, like she wrote down, I told you this morning when we came in, she wrote down that if we're reading at her funeral that we cannot cry.
Stop.
Yeah, she was like, you have to keep it together. I don't want anyone up there blubbering on the altar. Like, it's just, it's not aesthetic.
What a woman.
Yeah, so, like, the whole time, anytime we were having a bit of a moment and things were a bit ropey, one of my dad's sisters would come out and be like, guys, like, pull it together. Come on.
Stop.
I know. Yeah, it was funny. But that was my week.
Yeah, a bit different than my week.
It was fucking shit. Yeah. It was so shit. But, like, what can you do? It is what it is.
Yeah. Well, I'm back from Germany.
Yeah, tell me about your trip.
Nuts.
Mm-hmm. I loved it.
Flew over Thursday. Then, so the whole point of the trip is a beer festival that my uncle lives in Germany, and then I have German cousins, and in the city that they live in, it's the second biggest beer festival.
Okay.
Obviously, Oktoberfest is the biggest one.
Yeah.
But October. Munich, no? Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
This isn't actually that far from Munich. It's like an hour away, but Oktoberfest would be like Temple Bar, like, that's where you go if you're a tourist.
Right, okay.
But this is, like, if you're German, like, this is the one you go to. But okay. It's fucking massive.
Right.
So, you go, and it's on the side of a mountain, and, like, I would say for, like, 2 kilometres around the side of a mountain, there's just, like, beer cellars, like, in.
Mm-hmm.
And then around the beer cellar is, like, a load of seats, and they have bands.
Okay.
So there's probably like 12 or 15 different sellers the whole way around.
Mm-hmm.
And like 12 or 15 bands just going constantly.
Wow, okay.
It's class.
And what was the crack with the costumes?
So every year, the festival goes on for two weeks. And every year my cousins do a party at the house.
Okay.
And they have a team every year.
What was the team this year?
Team this year was crime scene.
Ah, okay.
So everything had to revolve around a crime scene.
Okay.
So obviously I went as white chicks. It was pretty close to it, wasn't it?
It was way too close.
It was so close to it.
It was way too close. Can we post that picture on the
page?
Yeah,
of course you can.
Okay, perfect.
It was so good though. Like, and they take it so serious. Like, if you look at the photos, everyone is in, like...
You seem to be taking it pretty serious.
You have to, because if you don't take it serious, like, they'll call you out.
Okay, cool.
So some pretty controversial ones, some really good ones. Like, a lot of them were, like, homemade.
Controversial how?
My uncle dressed up as a priest.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a school bag.
Okay.
With baby dolls hanging out of it.
Okay.
What other controversial ones? There's some really good ones. Did you see Perry the Platypus?
No.
So good.
Okay, cool.
I think I should see if I can get it.
Oh, that's a good one.
Loads of good ones. Emma went as Tokyo from... I didn't watch it. Money Heist.
No.
Did you watch it?
No.
It was pretty good. And then people as biker gangs, Miami, you know, like the 70s, mm-hmm. like, or 80s.
Is that like Miami Vice?
Yeah. All that.
Cool.
Those people went as forensics, you know, where they take photography. And there was probably like 15 people, and we got like photos of like 15 of them all like dressed up mm-hmm. all around. It was class.
And what about, like, the other people? Are they all dressed up as well, or is it just you?
So this is at the house.
Yeah.
So there was, I think, 80, 90 people at the house at this party.
Okay, great.
And then you start at 11. You start drinking at 11.
Okay.
And then at about 4 or 5 o'clock, we get a bus in to the beer festival, and we're all in our costumes.
Cool. But no one else is dressed up?
Well, they're dressed up in, like, the lederhosen, and like not a couple of people, but like everyone does it.
Yeah.
They take it so serious.
Yeah, you can't go unless you wear that.
Almost like. Yeah. But pretty crazy. And then flew home Monday night, stuck on a runway for, first of all, delayed for 40 minutes because fucking Aer Lingus miscounted the amount of people that was on the plane.
What?
And they were like, guys, we just have a discrepancy in the numbers, so we're going to have to count everyone again. I mean, they went up 5 or 6 times counting people.
Like doing a head count or like scanning?
Doing a head count.
What the fuck?
So 40 minutes, and then we went onto the runway, and I could see flashes, but I thought it was...
Lights or something.
Lights on the plane. You know the way you can see that?
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked out, and I could see thunder going, or thunder and lightning, and... pilot was like, there's just we're just experiencing a bit of a lightning storm at the moment, so we're just gonna be delayed for a little while. And we were delayed. I was sitting on the runway, literally on the runway, mm-hmm. for almost 2 hours.
Oh.
Got home at two in the morning, had a shower, probably sleep at 3, and then in work for 5.
Fuck. So, are you not fucked now?
Yeah, I'm still not over it.
Yeah, kind of, that sort of thing kind of messes up the whole week. Because it feels like the week is ahead and you're kind of running after it.
You're just chasing your tail the whole way through the week.
Yeah, cool. And what about work? Did they know where you were?
Yeah.
Okay, how did they think it was funny?
What, the costume? Or the beer festival?
The whole thing.
Well, I didn't tell anyone I was dressing up as a girl. And like they I just know that they are going to, I only posted it the other day, so I know on Monday like I'm in for a slate.
Yeah, fair. Okay.
Yeah, but.
Interesting.
Apart from that, that's pretty much been.
The whole thing. Well, I flew home, this will be out on Wednesday. I flew home the Tuesday before. I was supposed to go back yesterday, which was Saturday, like last night. And I'm staying now until Monday morning. But before that, you had been sending me videos from the beer festival, like over the weekend. And I mean, I was literally fighting for my life.
Stop.
Against the world's worst hangover on the Saturday. And like, I didn't get out of bed until 6:30.
Fuck off.
In the evening.
I don't think I've ever done that.
I was awake the whole day. I was awake from about 10:30 and like, you know, like nothing was bad enough. My head hurt and my stomach felt sick.
Mm-hmm.
But like my stomach was too sick for me to take a painkiller for my head. And my head was too sore for me to eat something to make my stomach feel better. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, double-edged sword.
Yeah, so I was like, I got up at one stage and I got in the shower to try and like mm-hmm. revive myself. And then I had to lie down in my towel for 2 hours. I just about made it back to bed.
Stop.
Yeah, it was so bad. But on the Friday night, me and Kate, the girl that I live with, we went to meet our friend Michael and his parents because they were over to visit. And his mom and dad filled us full of white wine for the whole night.
What?
Yeah, and I don't drink wine because it gives me a horrific hangover.
So bad.
Yeah, like I'd have maybe a glass of red if I was having a nice dinner, do you know? Mm-hmm. But like I'm not drinking it to drink.
Yeah, you know, because you enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah. Sent us on our way. Went to a nightclub. Like, me and Kate were that plastered that we ended up in the nightclub before we had realised we weren't going home. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We were kind of standing in the place looking at each other. And of course, then we were past the point of, like, sensibility. So mm-hmm. we had a vodka white in the nightclub.
Lovely.
Yeah. And we were kind of, I was drinking my vodka white and we were looking at each other. And we were like, when did we decide that we were going to come here? And neither of us knew, so that was fine.
It was just like muscle memory.
Yeah, it was just like we opened our eyes and we were inside this place and there was loads of music and lights. But I do, like, obviously I remember walking there. I just don't remember making a conscious decision as to that was where we were going.
Yeah, 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 gotcha.
Yeah, so that was fine. Woke up the next day, literally thought I was going to die. We were supposed to go to the beach. I was like puking at 4:00. Yeah, it was really horrendous. Rough. Yeah, so, so bad. It took me 2 hours to eat 9 chicken nuggets.
I would have 9 chicken nuggets gone in literally 10 seconds.
Yeah, yeah. It took me 2 hours.
Fuck.
Yeah, where like I'd take a bite being like, this is going to make you feel better. And then I'd be like, no, it's not. And I'd have to take a 15-minute break. Yeah, so I kind of didn't really drink again after that. All week, like I've had one or two, but not rough. Yeah.
So speaking of hangovers,
mm-hmm.
I didn't have any hangovers.
That's because you kept going though.
Yeah, but it's more. I think it's more. I didn't go to any nightclubs
mm-hmm.
this time. But like, you start drinking so early, and you go home a bit earlier, so you have like a full night's sleep, and then.
Are you plastered when you get home?
I thought I wasn't, but everyone's like, Ryan, you were shit faced last night.
See, I find for me, thank God I'm touching wood, I don't get hangovers. But I think that's because I drink a lot at the beginning of the night.
And then I just let it settle.
So by the time I get home, I'm actually almost sober.
Yeah, yeah.
Get you on. Know? So then I wake up the next day and I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
But like when I get home and I'm plastered, like I could wake up the next day and be fairly rough.
Yeah, well, I suffer from like 2 day hangovers here anyways.
Like, are we talking like feeling sorry for yourself or are we talking like really actually unwell?
Unwell, sore head, sore stomach,
depressed. Yeah, that happens.
Yeah.
Not to me, but.
Yeah, well, that happens to me. Like, you feel sorry for yourself and you always, well, like I'd still eat. Like I won't cook myself anything. Absolutely. I will only get a takeaway.
Yeah, well, I find also if I wake up, say, on a Sunday and I've been out the night before, you're never going to feel 100% you've been out on the drink. It's just not, like, you can feel grand.
Yeah.
But, like, I have to get, as soon as I wake up, I have to get up and I have to get out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
If I lie there for half an hour, then I'll feel that depressed feeling.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Makes sense. If
I'm, like, opening my eyes, looking at the time, getting up, drinking water, showering, getting dressed, getting out, then I'm grand.
Yeah.
You know, I don't tend to have a problem.
Do you puke the next morning?
Usually, no.
I never do.
After this white wine affair, I think that's only the second time, maybe.
I've only puked once the morning after.
I'm that night puke person. person.
Yeah. Big but, time. But the morning after, like, never.
No, never. But you know the way some people can, like, have a... we're talking a lot about sick now, but anyway. You know the way some people can do, like, a strategic vom in
I'm one of them. Not in the nightclub.
Or in the pub or something.
No, when I... No.
Some people can go to the bathroom and have a tactical, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then they're better for the rest of the night. Once I start to get sick, that's game over.
Yeah, because you feel tired after it.
No, I just, every 20 minutes then for a while until my body decides it's finished, I will continue until to get sick. Until every
drop is out of you.
Yeah, pretty much.
I have done it.
Like, sometimes it could be twice. Do you know what I mean? Mm. In general, it's probably twice. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it could go on for the whole night, like.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I could never do that. I have to, once I start feeling like I'm going to get sick, I have to go home.
Do you have any funny sick stories? Oh. I have a really bad one.
Okay, go on.
So bad.
Mm-hmm.
So after COVID, the first night where pubs were back open and I hadn't been drinking properly in like nearly 2 years.
How?
What?
I had nothing but drink in my house.
No.
Maybe that's why I have a sickening of white wine. I had a brief love affair with this Barefoot Moscato.
I've heard of it.
Like a white wine. Mm-hmm. Fucking delicious, right? But when I heard things were closing down, I rang my mom and she was like, go into Dunn's and buy as much of that wine as you can get your hands on. For myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I got like 9 bottles or something.
Oh my god.
But like we thought it was going to be 2 weeks. I was like, this will be more than enough.
Yeah, well, I'd like to think so. Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I thought I was covered. That was fine. But then obviously it went on and on and on and on. And I continued to buy Tesco out of it. So like I had a whole wine rack that was just full of this one bottle of wine. Because I'm not a drinker. Like, do you know mm-hmm. I drink when I'm going out? But to sit down and have one enjoyable drink, I find it very difficult to find something that I like.
Yeah, I'd be the same. Even with beer.
Like, I just, no. A half pint is fine, but other than that, I'm just...
I would never have a drink by myself. Like, no, I just don't enjoy
it. I don't enjoy it enough for that. No, not at all. But, like, it's such a cliche girly thing to be like, oh, we'll have a little wine night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, like, I'm like, can I have a vodka? You know, it's just not, it's not as chic, so I had to, anyway, but I drank nothing but white wine for all of lockdown.
Wow.
That one particular bottle, like, I doubt anyone else in Dundalk could get their hands on it.
Because of you.
Yeah. Sorry.
back to, where was I? Anyways.
You were saying you didn't drink during lockdown. That's what I just don't understand.
Nothing.
See, were you living here?
No, Dublin.
Ah, okay, different.
Yeah. But I was still going to work, so it wasn't like I was at home all the time.
I was off work at home with my parents and my siblings. It was basically like one big long family holiday.
Yeah, I had the initial two weeks off, and then my company found a loophole so that I could go to work every day. Totally not necessary, but I did. Anyways, so I was drinking really fast, really excited, out in the beer garden.
Oh no.
And then one of the other lads was drinking much quicker than me.
Okay.
And I was matching him because we were doing rounds.
Ew.
So I was constantly catching up. And then started drinking whiskey.
Oh no.
Then I started drinking Jack Daniels and whiskey, and then back to whiskey. All in the space of 2 hours, I'd say I had 5 pints, 2 whiskeys, and 1 or 2 Jack Daniels and Coke.
Okay.
That was too much for me for 2 hours.
I'd be fucked.
Yeah, so then all of a sudden it like hit me. So I ran into the bathroom. And I didn't make it to the toilet. And there was someone in the toilet and the cubicles. And I was covering my mouth like that. And the hand dryer puked all over it.
Oh.
Right.
Okay.
And then looked around and it was my friend's dad. Standing there like this, ready to use the hand dryer. And I just went, shit. And I like went out the front went missing and
just left.
Just left because I was fucking shit face.
Interesting. Puking.
And then I was found on a bench sleeping. You probably don't. Do you know Carrick?
Mm-hmm.
You know where the church is?
Yeah.
There's a shop across the way and there's a bench outside it.
Yes.
And I was woken up to a woman shaking me and being like, you can't sleep there. And I was like, leave me alone. Just leave me alone. I'm just resting.
My eyes.
And then she was like, no, you have to go. I was like, leave me alone. And she was like, no, I'm going to call the guards. I was like, don't call the guards. Like, I'm literally just lying here until my lift comes. That was a lie.
Yeah.
Well,
you probably were. You just didn't know when the lift was
coming. Yeah, yeah. But check my phone, and then I had like 50 missed calls from people. Like,
how could you even see your phone at that stage?
I don't know.
Fair.
But anyways, that's my horrendous sick story.
I have a few. Let me think. So, when I was 16, I had a moment on Halloween.
Nice.
Yeah, where like I was carried like Jesus on the crucifix by a couple of my friends through Blackrock. Then another time, I was in college by then, but I was getting sick. I had come home and I was getting sick. And you know when you smoke so much when you're out that there's like black?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And that was fine. My sister obviously heard me upstairs and I was like, I could hear her coming down. So I was like washing my face and like getting my shit together. And she came into the bathroom. She was like, are you getting sick? And I was like, no. I turned around and I was like, no. And she's like, Hannah, there's vomit all up the side of your face. Yeah. Have I any other ones?
I've one more.
Go on.
Gross. I was at a wedding.
Okay.
I was 17, obviously drinking, took a girl with me, and...
Oh, no.
Her parents were like, do you want to lift home?
Oh, shit.
I was like, yeah, that makes sense. And then while we were waiting... We had two shots of tequila.
At 17.
Yeah.
Just almost.
Just before we left, like.
Yeah.
And sitting in the back seat like this, and then she's beside me, and I was like tapping her leg to be like, tell your dad, just pull over, tell your dad, pull over, and then I was like, pull over, pull over. Got sick all in the new car. It was the only got it that day.
Oh my god.
They only got it.
And I
puked everywhere.
And you're not even with the girl.
No.
I'd say they hate you.
Yeah, well, I would hate me too.
Yeah.
I offered to go clean it.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
Well, that's on them for not taking you up on it, I suppose. That one's bad.
Yeah.
That one is bad. A wee girl got sick in the back of my mom's car once, like all up the windows and like everywhere in the back, in the footrest.
Okay, I have one more.
Yeah, go on.
It doesn't involve drink though.
We were all there as well, like four of us.
Yeah, this is similar to that.
Yeah.
We went, Dad, I'd say I was probably like 10.
Mm.
We went for a drive to, I can't tell you where, but anyways, all of us went for a drive. And whoever was in the front, my oldest sister Fiona, got sick.
Okay.
But the back window was also down. So I'm sitting in the middle of the back. Emma's sitting to the left. Fiona's sitting in the front seat. So the sick, she gets sick. It comes back in on top of us. And then Emma starts getting sick. And then I start getting sick because Emma's getting sick. And there's just like a chain reaction of people puking.
Oh, no.
And then we got back and we were like an hour away from the house.
Mm-hmm.
Got back and Dad started cleaning it and the dog just came in and just cleaned it all up for him.
No.
We still talk about that all the time. And
Your poor dad.
Yeah. Grow 3 children puking.
Like there's 5 of you, isn't there?
Yeah. 6.
There's 6 of you?
Yeah.
Okay, so Fiona's the oldest.
Yeah, me, Emma, Kaylee, Colin, Shannon.
Okay, how old's Fiona? Or how long's between the oldest and the youngest?
Shannon's 21, Fiona is 34.
Okay, so like 13 years?
Yeah.
Okay. Jesus Christ. There's 9 years between me and Molly, the youngest. And like, I just don't know how my parents did it.
I don't know either. Yeah, because you were telling me.
Yeah, like my dad's brother is 14 years younger than him. So he now, like my dad and his two sisters, their kids are all basically grown. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, my two younger siblings are doing their junior cert and in fifth year. And they'd be like the youngest mm-hmm. of the young ones, you know. But his brother now has three kids, the oldest of which is, I think, 6, maybe 7. And the youngest is 2. I just don't know how him and his wife are keeping their heads together.
Yeah.
Like,
especially, I think 2 boys is the worst combo. Because yeah. one of them looks up to the older one, and then the older one is, like, getting the younger one to do all the bad shit.
Yeah, I suppose. I did that to my sister, though.
Made her do all the bad?
No, but, like, I would have tricked her into getting what I want.
Classic Hannah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I would have been like, you should play with this, because, like, this thing that you're playing with is actually not that good. So, like, play with that one, and then I'd get to take the one that she had, because it was the one I wanted, yeah. you know? And I can see, like, Carl's eldest son doing that. Like, it's not manipulative, but, like, it is. You know? It is. Like, it's not that deep, like, you know, but, like, yeah, and so he has 2 boys and a girl at the youngest. And, like, at one stage, him or his wife would be like, yeah, and I wouldn't have even heard the, mommy, daddy.
Mm.
Do you know, I don't know how their ears are so tuned that, like,
to that voice.
They hear it all the time. But we were at the cremation, and Carl was holding his son, and we were like, they play songs, someone gets up and says a few words, and then they play a song, and then someone
gets up. Do you wait for the song to be over?
Yeah, it's very long.
That is long to be not doing anything.
It's very long. And like,
who picks the songs?
Well, whoever's closest, I think.
Okay.
They wouldn't have been the songs I'd pick, but
yeah,
they're never gonna be.
No.
Do you know what I mean? They're never gonna be. And I suppose you don't want to ruin songs for yourself as well either, you know?
Oh, I've a couple of them.
Yeah, I have a few of them as well. And like my dad was saying, Hallelujah was playing when Nana died in the hospital. And like, that's one that you fucking hear all the time.
Yeah.
Do you know? So like, now they can't play that anywhere. So I suppose they chose songs that you wouldn't want ruined for yourself, whatever.
Yeah.
But in the middle of Pavarotti, Carl's son's going, Daddy, Daddy, I need you a wee. Daddy.
Fuckers.
And like, Carl's standing there, we're all standing up. Like
you can't do anything.
No, because the child needs to go to the toilet, and like, Siobhan's sitting in the next row behind, holding the other two, so she can't go and take him, or she leaves him with 2 more who are going to cry then because of the upset or whatever. Yeah. So he has to like, run out, take the child to the toilet, come back, get ready to say goodbye to his mother, whatever. Like, it was just, I know it's not funny, but it was kind of funny. Yeah, it was kind of funny. And like, the younger one, we weren't there at this stage because me, Faye and John came down on the Wednesday, and they said when they took Nana in the box, Saoirse, Carl was holding Saoirse the baby, and they were saying the Hail Marys, saying the prayers and whatever, and everyone being like, oh, she looks really well, whatever. And here she goes, why is Nana in bed?
Oh.
I know. But again, like, pretty funny, like. Yeah,
fuck's sake.
Yeah, I know. No, I don't know how people do it, like.
Yeah. It's just, it looks.
And in general, you're going to have more than one.
Yeah.
Do you know? Mm-hmm. So, like, there's always going to be someone looking for you.
One looks like more than a handful.
Oh, yeah.
Never mind 2. Never mind 3.
Yeah.
How do you be that organized to have, like, they all need, like, some of them are going to need nappies, food, bottles.
Yeah. Getting toilets. Out to do the shopping.
No.
Taking everybody with you. I don't think we went abroad for, like, almost 10 years.
Yeah, I don't know if I could deal with children on a plane.
See, when I get on a plane, then there's a child crying.
Same. I'm actually like, this should be illegal.
Literally. And like, in my mind, I'm like, I know that the people that own the child have no control over this happening.
No.
But I'd be fuming.
I do be ripping.
I'd be fuming, and I'd just be thinking, like, surely this can't go on.
Just feed the child.
No, but part of my mind is like, what are you crying about? Like, what is so bad about this situation that you feel the need to scream like that?
Yeah.
But you can't. You can't talk sense into children, you know? It's just not possible. Actually, talking about crying on a plane, did I tell you about my plane experience?
No.
Oh, so my mom called me on Monday to tell me that my nana had passed and I had to go to work that evening. Like, I was literally walking to work.
Yeah.
When she rang me. So I was like, I can't tell them now, I'm not coming.
Mm-hmm.
And I was having a meeting with my boss before my classes to talk about like September and whatever. So I went in and he asked me what the story was. I said, well, the story's not great. I'm going back to Ireland tomorrow. And he said, why? And I obviously told him. And he was like, all right, okay. What time's the flight? And I was like, there's no flight until the evening. He was like, great. So you can do your classes in the morning. And I was like, okay. Because, you know, I don't know how to say no to people. So I just said I'd do it, whatever. But those were the classes that are really far away and I have to get the metro with all the mm-hmm. fucking children and like whatever. So that was fine. Kept it together for my evening classes. Went to my new house with the hellhound that I'll tell you about in a minute. Went back home, made dinner, packed my bag, got up at 6:30 the next morning, went to work, came home, got my shit together, went to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it was just like go. Got to the airport, got through everything, made it to the gate, and your man goes, fit your bag in that box. And I said, no. And he said, fit your bag in that box. And I was like, it's not gonna fit. And he was like, make it fit. So I sat my bag on top of the box and it wouldn't fit. And he was like, make it fit. And I was like, how much money do you want from me? Like, I really can't be arsed right now. And I was being a wee bit rude, but mm-hmm. I was pissed off. Not just at him, but at the series of events that had gotten me to this point. And I was like, someone just give me a fucking break. So I was like, how much money do you want? And he was like, make it fit or you can't get on the plane. And I was like, okay, grand. So I made it fit in the box. That was fine. Got on the plane. As soon as I got on, as I was standing in the queue to get on the plane, I started to cry, right? It was the first time I cried since I heard anything about it. And I couldn't stop. I couldn't stop. It was so embarrassing. It was every time I'd like take a deep breath and breathe out and like get my shit back together, the tears would just start again. I could not stop crying. And then I got to my seat and I had them seats, you know, with the fucking like extra space or whatever. I hate those seats. I hate them. I know people pay extra money for them.
Why do you hate them?
Because I like to have my stuff.
Do you know
what I mean? Yeah. I like to have my stuff that I can get this out of my bag if I want mm-hmm, it. I can mm-hmm. put this away if I feel like it, whatever. And then the girl goes, I have to put your bag up over the thing. So after all that bullshit about fitting my bag in the fucking box, get it under the seat, they were like, oh yeah, you can't put it under the seat. So I was like, okay, give me 2 seconds. So I'm reaching through my bag, I'm trying to get some stuff out. Because I had not anticipated this. I put my handbag and everything into it. And I'm trying to get like earphones, book, bottle of water, whatever. And then she goes, miss, like I really need to put your bag up into the thing. Started to bawl again.
Everyone was just like, wow, moany bitch.
Right into her face, like big massive cry into this poor girl's face. She's probably the same age as me. And she's going like, why do you have to make my day harder than it needs to be?
Mm-hmm.
So that was fine. Sat down in between two men. Or at least if it was a woman would have been like, are you okay? Like, do you want something? Whatever. It's ever no right. Not that I would have wanted it, but, you know, it would have been mm-hmm. less awkward. And sitting between these two men, could not stop crying for the whole flight. Couldn't stop crying. And, like, at that stage, obviously I was really sad, but I was also so overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, my parents weren't going to be at home when I got back. I didn't know who was collecting me from the airport. It was all, like, a real big mess. And had a Jack Daniels and Coke. Not a bother. Dried me up.
Wow.
Yeah, literally cured me.
I thought I would have done the opposite.
No. It was like, you know that crying baby when you give it the bottle and it stops? Just like that.
Wow.
Yeah. I've never had a Jack Daniels and Coke before.
That used to be my go-to.
No.
Used to be my go-to.
I don't like whiskey. I think it tastes like bananas. Yeah. And not like a nice fresh banana.
The artificial like a, banana.
Yeah, like a banana sweet.
I hate banana sweets.
They're fucking rank.
Banana ice cream as well.
Ugh, I've never had it, but I don't want
I've had it, and I don't understand why people get it.
I would never order banana ice cream.
No.
I've done nothing but eat since Tuesday as well.
Well, that makes sense.
I'd imagine I'll get back to Spain and none of my clothes will fit. Like, you have no idea.
Here, I forgot to tell you something really funny that happened. At the party, Emma decided to take her drone.
Her drone, okay. Yeah,
because like, to get, like, I understood, get nice photos or a nice video, but
don't Emma's... Don't tell me the drone got wrecked.
Emma's not the best pilot, as I now found out. So, I'll show you the picture. She flew it into a tree.
Okay.
And there was people standing underneath the tree. So they heard like a noise and Cara looked up and the drone fucking bang. Split her eyebrow.
Oh my gosh, she's so lucky it didn't hit her in the eye.
Well, her eyebrow was slit like the whole way through like that.
Just missed her eyeball.
Just missed her eyeball. But
holy
like
fuck.
Pumping blood.
Oh no. Was she raging?
Yeah, I think so.
I'd be raging, I think.
And I went over and I was like, what happened? And they were like, oh, Emma flew a drone into the tree and hit Cara. And I was like, where's Emma? And Emma was just standing up on top of this hill, like, just being like this.
Oh, no.
Not knowing what to do.
That's awful. Speaking of pilots, my dad let me drive his car.
Which one?
The black one. He's like,
the Merrick.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know, crazy.
Did he not let you drive it before?
Are you insane? That man wouldn't let me drive anything belonging to him.
Well, smart man.
Hey, I'm a really good driver. I am a very good driver. How long do I have my license? 6 years? Not an accident yet.
Jesus Christ, Hannah.
Yeah. No, but you know what I mean? Like, I am a good driver, and I drive like I've just been shot out of a cannon, so I must be decent.
You're not a bit of a ratty driver.
I drive very fast, yeah.
Okay.
But, like, I'm obviously good at it, or I would have fucked it up by now.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. No, you know. But I did actually embarrass myself quite a lot. So, obviously, my dad's car is automatic.
Yeah, love them.
I've never driven a nice automatic.
Did you use the left foot to brake?
Yes.
Scary.
Very bad.
Scary.
Very bad. So I got into the car, and obviously I'm used to using 2 feet.
Yeah, yeah.
And not only is his automatic, but it's paddle shift.
Yeah.
So you drive it with the wipers.
Yeah, the Mercs have that, yeah.
Yeah, so like I kept going like this and put my hand into the pocket full of change. And then I'm looking down and like me and Fair are pulling out, and obviously like there's that much stuff around our house that the car was like backed up into a tiny little space in the house beside something else.
Mm-hmm.
So like I'm trying to pull it out real real slow so I don't take the side out of it. Mm-hmm. And something else, my mom's ringing me to see did I get the insurance stuff to the email whatever. So I'm answering the phone and me and Faye are like this, like forward and back in the car. And then after a while she looked in and she's like, Hannah, you only use 1 foot.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, ah, okay, so that's what's wrong, right? Yeah. Once I figured that bit out, it kind of drives itself.
Literally.
Once I take my foot off the brake, it just goes.
Yeah.
And then you just have to hit the throttle and it like starts to slow down. Literally so simple, right? But then we got into town and started to rain. And I flicked on the wipers, and then I'm sitting and I'm like, why is the car not moving anywhere?
You've hit the thing.
Yeah, I put it into neutral, so that was grand. Got down to Alex, the mechanic's place, because Faye's car was in getting fixed, and my car is like a hairdryer. So like...
Wait, what is your car now?
The wee Fiat 500.
Oh.
And one of the wheels keeps going flat on the back, and like I don't drive it enough to be arse getting it fixed, so I just pump it up when I have to go anywhere. But... got down to Alex's. They didn't want us driving that Fiat down to Galway because like it's just a bit unsafe. Faye's car was in getting fixed, so my dad was like, take my car, grand. Got down to Alex's to collect Faye's car because it was finished. And then I had my brother with me as well. And my brother is not a nice passenger. Do you know what I mean?
Like, always commenting on the way you're driving.
Yeah, I feel like...
Brothers do that.
Yeah, I feel like if I had had... Like, Faye was so grand. Mm-hmm. She's... Like, me and her had a laugh when she was like, you only use one foot.
Mm-hmm.
So that was fine. If I had the likes of you with me or something, you'd be like, okay, just make sure you put your foot on the brake when you try and put it into, like, gear.
Yeah.
Whatever. Whereas... I was sitting in the car and a van started to reverse out of a parking space on top of me. So I obviously just needed to reverse back. But you know when you get a bit flustered?
Because the things aren't where
they usually are. And I was looking and I just had a moment where I couldn't remember where it was. And my brother was like, Hannah, put your foot in the brake and put the car in fucking reverse. And I was like, ah. And then I put it in. I put it into reverse and I went back, but then the van reversed out, you know, around where, like, going parallel with me, and there wasn't enough room. So I was trying to go forward and everyone was shouting at me and it was really stressful.
Oh, no.
And Alex the mechanic was looking at me like I had just spat into his face, and it was really bad.
Yeah.
And now that's a whole big funny story about how Hannah's such a bad driver, and if they'd let Faye do it, she would have been better. And it wasn't my fault. It was John's.
Yeah, putting all that pressure on you.
He was being so mean.
He's only the baby, though.
I know. I felt like a little baby, though. Mm-hmm. That car is very fast.
The Merc?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be. I've been in it before.
I think we would have gotten in trouble if I had driven it into Galway.
Some speed?
Yeah. Because you don't notice.
Especially a car like that. Like, yeah. When you're going fast, it just feels like you're doing nothing.
Like, in the Fiat, when you're going fast, it feels like it's about to explode.
Everything's rattling.
Yeah. Whereas that thing, like, it just feels like you're kind of cruising along.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was stressful, though.
I miss automatics.
I always thought automatic was lazy, but now I've come to the conclusion that it's probably just better.
I think... I forgot to tell you.
Yeah.
Guess what I don't own anymore?
I know. Your little up.
Your little up.
Why'd you get rid of it?
Dad knew someone who needed a car.
Oh, grand.
So.
The price was right.
Not even, like, I got that for nothing. You know, Keith.
The way it works, yeah.
So, I got it for nothing, so someone else got it for nothing as well.
Ah.
Returning the favour.
Yeah, that's fair. Pay it forward.
Yeah, but... I hadn't drove it in 2 months. It was literally just sit. I have a van for free
yeah,
fuel.
Yeah, okay, fair.
So, it just made sense.
Interesting. See, I love a car.
So do I.
Now, I've come to the conclusion now, like my brother said to me, he's like, we want to sell that Fiat. And I was like, well, you have to talk to me first, like, because I need something to put my insurance on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to keep my no-claims bonus and stuff. So... He was like, we're selling this car. And John approaches nothing with, like, a bit of softness. It's all...
Yeah,
like, this is what's happening. And, like, you don't get a say because it's already decided. Like, what are you even talking about?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And it just pisses me off. But he was like, we're selling this car. And I was like, right, okay, well, I need to know what I have to put my insurance on. And then I was talking to my mom about it. And I was like, to be honest, at this stage, I don't really care if when I come home, I'm driving the fucking lawnmower in and out of town. I just need to be able to drive something.
When you need to go.
Yeah, like, it's... Even in Spain, I would be uncomfortable to think that I'm coming home and I don't have a car.
I wouldn't be able to function without a car.
In any country?
No, Ireland. Like, when you're in a big city in Europe...
It's grand. Yeah, I said this to someone else the other day. I think it was Siobhan. That... Where I am now, if you were driving anywhere, you're spending all your time stuck in traffic. Do you know what I mean? Whereas here, like, once you get out of town, you're not doing that.
You're going to be quicker using public transport.
Yeah. Or walking.
Because,
like, in Valencia as well, everything's one way. So if you come out here and you want to go there, you have to drive the whole way around.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is, like, just... I couldn't cope with that now.
No.
Yeah. I can't believe I'm going back.
What time? Oh, your flight's early, isn't it?
Yeah, it's at like 10:30 in the morning.
That's not that bad.
No, it's grand, but it's from Belfast. I've never been there before.
It's like a hospital.
Is it?
It's literally, when you're walking through, you're like, is this an airport or is this a hospital?
Interesting.
It smells like hospital as well.
I hate the airport, though.
I... Yeah, I was gonna ask you that anyways. So I'm at a stage now. Do you get you don't get excited going to the airport?
Absolutely not. I just feel so unnecessary.
Yeah, because I remember I used to be like a big thing.
I used to love it. Yeah, going to the airport.
That's what I was thinking of. But like now, I've been to it that many times that it's just like.
It's just an annoying part of your trip.
Yeah.
It's the most annoying part of your trip, and like the airport in Valencia is tiny. As in, like, there's no duty-free.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Burger King and a Starbucks, and I think that's it.
Okay.
And Dublin Airport is the opposite of that, whereas it's always mental.
Always.
Do you know, like, there's always so many people about, but I don't know what Belfast would be like, and I have to get a connecting flight.
Oh, I hate them.
Yeah.
What time, Leo?
2 hours.
That's good.
Yeah, I think that's better.
Because last year I missed 2 flights because of, I booked it on Skyscanner, and there wasn't enough time. One of the flights I missed by 5 minutes.
Fuck.
And the plane was out there.
And they wouldn't let you on because the gate had closed.
I was like, I need to get on that fucking plane.
Yeah.
They're like, sorry, no. I was like, fuck
you. Do you have to pay for another one?
It's a fucking ordeal.
Mm.
So it was a connecting flight to Poland. And then I rang my brother. I was like, I'm after missing it. He actually booked that one.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, sort that out because it was in his account. And he goes, yeah. Right. We'll cancel that and I'm going to book you for this. So cancel that flight. And then when he went to book me, the flight was gone. So then I had no flight. And then the booking company was like, we can fly you... I was like, it's not my fault that I missed that. Like,
yeah.
It's Ryanair.
Yeah.
And then they were like, we can give you these other flights. And one of them was like, it would take me 20 hours to get to where I needed to go.
Okay.
And I was like, I'm not doing that. So I had to pay €350 for a hotel. And then my other flight was like another €300.
That's a pain.
Yeah.
Well, mine now, geographically, I don't think it makes any sense. I'm going to Mallorca. For 2 hours and then back to Valencia.
Yeah.
But it was the quickest way. So I get on the first plane at 10:30 and I get off the last plane at 5:30
mm-hmm.
in the evening. Which so, is kind of shit, like, to go to Spain. But it is what it is. And if I left it any later, like next Sunday, I'm going to Riga with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we'll have to record on Saturday probably, if that's okay.
That should be okay.
Yeah, sorry guys. Yeah, so I needed to, like, actually do some work at some point. And when I get back, I'm moving into my new house, which I didn't have the last time we recorded.
Exciting. What's it like? Is it nice?
Did I show you? It has a massive terrace. It's a 5-minute walk from my work.
Convenient.
It's a maximum 20-minute walk to the very centre of the city, which I think is still really good.
Yeah.
It's not beside a metro, which is kind of annoying. I'll have to get a tram to a metro to get there.
End of the world.
No, it's grand. But the downside is there's a dog. The dog is a Weimaraner.
Weimaraner.
Yeah.
Weimaraner.
Weimaraner.
Weimaraner. Weimaraner.
Have you seen them?
Yeah, my sister used to have one.
They look like a bit like a Great Dane, but smaller.
Is it grey?
Yeah.
Yeah, sister had one.
Yeah. They're like about the same size as
they're big enough.
A Labrador maybe. Not as broad as a Labrador.
They're kinda like the similar size to a Dalmatian.
Yeah. Yeah, they're big like
Yeah.
This dog hates my guts. This dog
they're very contrary.
This dog hates me. Like, and I have 2 American Akitas, they're large, like, and they're scary looking.
Yeah.
But, and now, if I took a stranger to the house, they'd bark at the stranger, right? Mm-hmm. But then they'd see me get out of the car and they'd be grand. Mm-hmm. They'd be sniffing around and maybe like getting excited, jumping up on them, which again can be scary, but it's not. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This dog. I got to the house, I came to view the apartment. Everything was perfect. Room's really nice, has a massive living room, nice kitchen, bathroom, terrace, close to work. Perfect. The whole time I could hear the dog barking, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said to her, I was like, do you have a dog? And she was like, yeah, like it's leaving at the end of August, so we didn't put it on the ad. And I was like, okay, well, I love everything about the house, but can I meet the dog? Because obviously, if I'm going to have to, if it's going to be there till the end of August, I have to live with it for 2 months. So I was like, can I meet the dog? And she was like, yeah, if you want. And I was like, okay, perfect. And I thought when I was hearing the dog barking that it was annoyed it was being locked in the room because it wanted to come out and smell the new person that was in the house, right? So I was expecting it to come running out and like jumping up on me and all sniffing excited. Around, wagging its tail. The dog came out and it stood 2 foot in front of me and it barked up into my face. You know the way your dog barks at something before it chases after it?
Mm-hmm.
Like really scary. From the depths like of my soul barking. I want to
bite your head off.
Yeah. Like, get out of my house. What are you doing here? Kind of a bark.
Oh.
Yeah. And the woman said to me, she was like, don't put your face down to her. And I was thinking to myself, like, I'm not stupid. Because obviously, that's the one thing you learn as a kid. Like, don't put your face down to a dog you don't know.
Yeah.
But then she said to me, don't touch her on the head. She doesn't like to be petted.
That's a moody dog.
Yeah, so I was like, fuck, like, and obviously this is a dog that isn't being spoken to in English.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know? So I was like, I can't even say anything to the dog to reassure it about my presence.
What,
so
what could you even say?
Santera.
Is that what you say?
Sit. Yeah, so like, I'm standing there and I'm like, right, I can't pet it, I can't talk to it. I'm not allowed, like, let it jump up on me because it's not that kind of a dog.
Mm-hmm.
She gave me fucking carrots to give to it. She was like, give the dog some carrots. So I gave it the carrots, right? And it's happy when it's getting the carrots. But then it's like, as soon as the carrots are gone, it's barking at me again. Like, what the fuck are you doing here? So that was fine. Then I went back on Monday after hearing that my nana had just died and then teaching 2 classes and having a meeting with my boss. I went back to this apartment to meet the dog again,
mm-hmm.
to like, you know, let it get to know me before I moved in. Same thing again. Like, I'm scared.
Mm.
I'm scared to move in.
I don't know what to say.
And then I'm also scared to like bring any friends over. You know, because the dog obviously doesn't like strangers.
And is this lady, does she just rent a room or is it her apartment or whatever that she's rent?
I don't really know what the crack is. She's speaking to me on behalf of the landlord, like air quotes, but she also lives there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what her relationship with the landlord is, but apparently he doesn't live in Valencia and she just manages the flat for him.
Okay.
But I don't know what I'm supposed to do about the dog.
Just buy a lot of carrots.
My dad said just ignore it, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
But I feel like when you're afraid, a dog gets more mouthy like that. Yeah,
they know.
Because they know you're afraid and that's suspicious to them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
They read your body language.
But I don't know how to make myself not afraid around this dog.
Just buy a lot of carrots.
Yeah. Because she said to me, she was like, it's never bitten anyone. And I was like, I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know if I believe you.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what can you do, like?
Well, only time will tell. What date is it today? The 2nd.
Yeah.
I move in on the 15th. I start moving in on the 15th. And I have to be out of my other house on the 30th. But I'm going to Venice the 25th to the 30th of June. So I'm going to have to move in before the 25th.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it is. I'm going with my friend from Amsterdam.
I'd love to go to Venice.
I think we're only doing one day in Venice and then we're going to Lake Cortona, Toracana, wait. Oh!
Coldplay,
yeah. I was listening to it in the car. I've been very strange with my music recently in the car that I don't know what to listen to anymore.
Kind of like that as well. Like, all my usual bands, I'm kind of like, I've listened to all them a million times, and now there's no new bands that are...
Yeah, there's nothing appealing. Kind of like... Cortona, Lake Cortona.
Yeah.
I'm going there.
Exciting.
For 3 days, and then I'm going back to Pisa for a day.
I was in Pisa before.
I was in Florence, and you fly into Pisa.
I can't remember, I just know I was in Pisa. As super young.
See the Leaning Tower?
Yeah.
Do you have a picture with your hand against it?
No.
Ah.
No, but I remember being like, why is everyone taking pictures of this?
Really? You've yeah. seen it, like? Yeah. Shit. Interesting. Yeah.
I was probably like 6 or 7.
Mm.
And just, that's all I remember is people being, seeing loads of people taking pictures of this and being like, why are they taking pictures of this?
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. I don't have any pictures beside it, unfortunately.
There probably is one if you're right there.
Yeah. There was like a stage of our childhood where we didn't do photos.
Is that just because it was too many years and no one had a spare hand to work a camera?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say I bet that.
I was going to show you something on my phone, but now I don't remember what it is.
I don't know either. We don't have any pictures printed. When we went to Sonia's house there all week, we were looking through all these photo albums of like everything from when my Nana was a child up until now. And like, there's no record. If really? One of us, God forbid, anything happened and someone wanted to look through photos of us, there's nothing like.
Fuck.
They're all stuck in phones and on computers and stuff.
Yeah, I want to get more into printing my photos.
Me too.
That's, I can't do it today. Maybe I'll do that tomorrow. Even the likes of my trip, I want to make a scrapbook of everything. And then I told you about me, Colin and Paul, where if we went on a night out, like a big night out or a big trip or a concert or whatever, we take one of the disposable cameras.
Yeah.
Like when we went to Poland.
Aww.
Three of us went to Poland to Colin. And then we had two of them, got them printed. It was like the fucking hangover.
Oh no.
No, Hannah. It was like the fucking hangover.
Do you remember, that's mad. But like disposable cameras, that's all we took on our holidays as kids.
Yeah.
Like that's all we, like I remember sitting and like my mom winding up the wee thing and then taking the picture.
I remember them as well, obviously.
That's mad.
Yeah, no phones.
No.
Do you ever see videos from a Nokia?
Yeah, they're just pixels.
Jesus Christ, like it's like looking at a Game Boy, like the original Game Boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Dad has, he had a Nokia, I would say, for 10 years. The same one, yeah. But he had one that took photos.
Yeah.
The first ones, and he had that for so long. But I have, when he was getting an iPhone then, he wanted all those videos saved because he loved them.
Yeah.
So I have them saved on the memory card, stick, whatever. Mm. And they're so bad.
Yeah.
And we used to think that was class.
Oh yeah, I know. You'd be shooting your little music videos.
Yeah.
My mom's ringtone for years was Crazy Frog 2.
Oh, I can't, don't get me started.
For years, like. And like we used to go around and me and my sister would play the ringtones off the Nokia and like dance around and stuff.
Do you, you probably don't remember, but on the Nokias, you could write music on the Nokia and you could set that as your ringtone.
I remember playing the game with the snakes.
Class.
What was that called?
Snake. But if you wanted a ringtone, this maybe this is like before MP3, but you if you typed the music, the sheet music, into it, it would play. So you could get the sheet music for a song, type it in, and then that's your ringtone.
That's mad.
So like I remember doing it once for Dad. For a sweet child of mine. Oh. And I was there typing all the sheet music and being like,
that's mad. It's class. Aww. Back to the Nokia days. I might get one again.
Shut up.
Not as my main phone. I want the pictures. I used to have a digital camera. I got it for my confirmation. And at the time, it was obviously like a real good one.
Yeah.
It was like a pinky colour. And I want to find it. We couldn't have thrown it out. There's no way.
Yeah, well, like, that sort of look from old cameras is really in right now.
Yeah, but not even that. I would like to have no excuse. Like, if I want to find a picture from 2015, I just look up on my iCloud and I find it.
Okay, yeah.
Whereas if I'm going out to things and I'm taking pictures with a digital camera, I have to get them printed or I have to put them on a hard drive.
Really good point.
Yeah, do you know, like, there's no kind of excuse then.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but it's just a case of where it is. Because I don't want to go buy another one. I feel like that's such a waste when I have the OG somewhere.
Yeah. I think the OG is better.
Yeah.
Especially in cameras. Like.
Yeah.
And like when I'm taking photos now, if it's too good quality, I'm kind of like, no.
It doesn't look authentic.
No.
Well, if I'm taking photos of people and we're posed for the photo, that in too good a quality is grand.
Yeah.
A candid photo where it's all properly focused and everything just looks like a pompous arsehole.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're done, are we?
We had a load of topics that we didn't need.
No.
And we were stressing about what are we going
to
talk about.
We thought we were going to run out of things to talk about.
How many things do we have?
Can I finish with this one?
Yeah.
Because we're probably way over now. But I made a TikTok 2 weeks ago.
Do you make TikToks?
No, really bad ones, like really like shitty ones.
That was sarcasm.
Oh, right, okay. Do you see my TikToks?
At the start, before
I moved to Spain, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I made a TikTok when I was away out in that far place from the metro for working. And then I finish in the factory and then I go to an academy to observe some classes because I'm going to teach there in July.
Okay.
Right. But in between, I have like a 2-3 hour break.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went into this town, everything closed. Everything closed for those 2 hours.
Yeah.
And like, obviously I know about siesta, but I was making a TikTok being like, what am I supposed to do for these 2 hours when I'm an hour and a half away from my house? Do you know what I mean? I was like, what are people doing? What am I supposed to do with myself? Like, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
And I put this TikTok up and there's like 75 comments on it. And like, yeah, like it doesn't have that
Same
many.
What?
It doesn't have that many likes, but like some of them were kind of rude, being like, oh, they're riding, go get the ride, like whatever. And I was like, I don't have a bicycle. What are you talking about? Yeah, I know. And like a lot of them were saying like people are sleeping, but some of them were so mean. And they were like, you moved to Spain and you expect Spanish people to change their age-old tradition, like, to adapt their culture to suit you. Go home. And I was like, oh, no.
Guys, chill.
Like, I had to turn my TikTok notifications off when I was going to the airport.
You have them on.
For my nana's funeral. Yeah, because, like, people don't be commenting on my shit, so, like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But I had to turn them off when I was going to the airport for Nana's funeral because I was so stressed out, and then all these people were commenting on my TikTok being like, go home, this is so uncultured, did you not know about siesta before you moved there? Why would you go to Spain to work? And people were losing their shit like on this TikTok.
People are dickheads.
Where I was literally just like, it was almost like satire.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get what I mean? Like, yeah. Obviously I know what fucking siesta is, but I live in the middle of a city centre, so everything doesn't close where I am, whatever. But yeah, people need to be nicer.
Yep.
That's my final message.
Okay. Can we read out some of our other topics? Because I just read the bottom one. Donald Trump conviction. And then below it, nappies. What else do we have? Worst hangover of all time. Did we even talk about worst hangover? No.
I talked about mine last week.
Yeah.
Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow. That's a book. If you haven't heard of it, you should read it.
Blech.
It's really, really good.
Yeah.
Anna's New House and Hellhounds.
Oh, we went through that.
Yeah.
Up and Coming Events.
I'm going to Riga next week. Oh. Then 2 weeks after that, I'm going to Italy.
So we did talk about that.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to August. I know I have June and July to get through first.
Why?
Because I get to come home for a while.
Oh, yeah. Holidays, like school holidays.
Yeah, I've nothing on in August. And like, I got a little bit of work offered to me, but not enough for it to be worth my while staying there for the month just to
That'd
do
be
that.
Nice.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to just take the month off.
Okay, so we had a bit of a technical difficulty.
Oh, that was really scary.
I don't even know what happened. But anyways, we'll wrap it up.
Yeah, that's us done. We'll leave you alone now. Sorry for walking on.
Do what we do best.
I feel like we just talked about nothing for an hour.
Right, okay. Toodaloo.